Welcome back, welcome back. Here to this Ask the Expert show, I'm Damian Hall. Happy to be here with Eggleston. At the website, egglestonservices.org is where you can get in touch with all things Eggleston. Throughout the year, it's always changing, and there's different ways you can get involved with your community with the help of Eggleston. And we're here this hour with Paul Adkinson, CEO of Eggleston, and Chris with the Camp Grom, talking about the upcoming event going on today. From 3 to 6, it's the JT Camp Grom Oyster Roast, all you can eat oysters and a buffet full of stuff with clams and everything else, all sorts of other foods, but going on at Camp Grom today. So guys, glad to have you back in for the rest of this Ask the Expert show.
Great to be here, Damian. I think Chris was saying that there's also going to be hot dogs and hamburgers that he's going to partake. And really the effort is an opportunity to help fund those programs that Camp Grom operate and maintain that Camp Grom resource for those that may be just tuning in. Camp Grom was really several years in the making. There's also Grom and Island Park at the oceanfront that's a fully accessible beach access for people that might use a wheelchair or have mobility challenges to be able to be involved in the beach. And the Virginia Gentlemen funded that, and then this was their next signature project to fund Camp Grom. And Camp Grom just opened a little over a year ago. Chris being the chair of that board, responsible for providing guidance and oversight to Camp Grom. And this is their first signature fundraising event this afternoon. It's a chance for folks to come out, support Camp Grom, support the Virginia Gentlemen, and help maintain that resource. We'd invite people to go to that website to look at the calendar of events coming up. I think, the first year was, kind of getting things in order, and now there's more opportunities and more activities that people and families can look at that will allow folks to benefit from Camp Grom. And again, that's in that area near Bird Neck and General Booth Boulevard area. I call it the Pendleton area, near the Virginia Living Museum, behind the KOA campgrounds. So it's if you're familiar with any of those, you can probably find that. So, Chris, any more about the event this afternoon?
I'm looking forward to it. As soon as we're done here, I'm headed out there to help set up for the event, spend my day out there, and hope to meet a lot of people. But one of the things that the fundraising effort is also going to do, it's not only the programs that it tries to support, it provides adaptive equipment that allows individuals to partake in the same events as their family members. So somebody who may be a quadriplegic, may be an amputee, they can go in the kayak with their parents. We had somebody who did that, and it was the first time they had done it, and with his mother, and it was just something. Now, I wasn't there for that, but the stories I have heard about the emotions and how happy they were to finally experience that together. So somebody who could not, personally I cannot climb the 50-foot Alpine Tower, but if anybody who wanted to try that and they have mobility issues, they have the adaptive harnesses that would help them get to the top.
As well as you said, zip lining. I like what you called it earlier today. You called it an adventure day park here in Virginia Beach.
It's a cable wakeboarding system. So you can hook somebody to the one side and it will draw them across to the other side. And there's also, where this takes place, it's on a fully stocked fishing pond, so we also have fishing.
All right, very cool. So it's like wakeboarding, but without the boat.
That's it.
Catch and release?
Catch and release.
All right, can't eat them, right?
No.
Okay.
Cool, and it sounds like really fun for the whole family, like you said before, and the entire camp is built around it being accessible for people with disabilities of variety of severities.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. And again, Camp Grom in Virginia Beach. Everybody's invited today. Now, Camp Grom's always open to the public, which is always good to note. But today, very special event from 3 to 6 p.m. today, the all-you-can-eat oyster roast, clam roast, buffet galore. It's all going on at Camp Grom. Adult beverages are available. There's going to be a kids zone and music, the whole nine yards from 3 to 6 today. So everybody can actually go participate. Take the kids, take the family, and check it out for yourself, Camp Grom. The website to go to would be YMCA South Hampton Roads.
SHR.
SHR. Hampton Road.
.org.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could just Google it like I did, Camp Grom, Virginia Beach. A couple clicks, you can't miss it. But today, 3 to 6, make sure you're there. And again, Virginia Beach Boulevard, but on the ocean side, right by the Virginia Marine Science Museum.
Off of General Booth Boulevard.
General Booth. What did I say?
Virginia Beach. So Virginia Beach. 1181 Prosperity Road is the address.
It's in Virginia Beach.
It's in Virginia Beach. It's close.
Sure, sure. And
follow again, the fun.
We're only here for about three more minutes on this Ask the Expert show. So I'm going to ask the question a little bit early. But Chris, some parting words for somebody just joining the show that hasn't heard about Camp Grom that could really go to benefit from some of the things that Camp Grom really has to offer our community.
So the things that Camp Grom has as far as activities, it's geared toward Gold Star families, so victims of fallen heroes, disabled veterans, and persons with differing abilities. And some of the specific activities that are offered, there's a swimming pool, basketball court, fully stocked fishing pond, like we talked, Alpine Tower, a cable wakeboarding system. There's a reflection garden. There's an area that is set aside for barbecuing. It's a zero-entry pool. I've already mentioned the swimming pool, indoor, outdoor, or an indoor walking track. There is an outdoor lazy river, splash pad. So there are a lot of different things that can be done, and yet the camp is open. The ticket prices will change depending on the season, so I would encourage everybody to go to the website and get the most up-to-date information. If not, they can contact the camp directly. The phone number is, I have to find that phone number again, I lost it.
But while you find it, I'll tell everybody, go to the website. You can check out overhead maps of it on the different websites. Go to Camp Grom in Virginia Beach, type that into Google and check it out. Or better yet, check it out yourself from 3 to 6 today. Bring the kids. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful place and outdoors. It's something also that strikes me is how many acres is the whole facility? Hate to put you on the spot.
No, it's 70 acres, 14 awesome. Of which are developed.
Very cool. All right there in Virginia Beach, mm-hmm. next to the ocean. Cool to get to. And again, Eggleston Services.org is a great website to get you in touch with everything that goes on in Hampton Roads. Depending on the season, Eggleston Services.org really has you connected. Paul, any parting words?
Just appreciate Damien. Wanted to use this time to hit a couple of topics. Certainly the beginning, kind of the complex issue of transportation. And I would invite listeners to think a little bit about how different your life would be if you didn't have the ability to drive and have reliable transportation and you were dependent on whether it's a public bus system or a specialized transportation system. So we're fortunate. There are a lot of communities have no resources like that. We do have some. We certainly don't have them at the level that you might get in Northern Virginia or a very large metropolitan area, but we're getting there. We got the tide.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Get one step at a time.
Yeah. So, and we also have the scooters. So,
and the bikes.
Yeah, and the bikes. So we're moving up, right? So anyhow, that's, I guess, to think about that and a lot of the individuals that we provide services and employment to, that's one of their major challenges is just mobility and getting around and being able to reliably get to and from work and being able to hold to a schedule that an employer would have when you're dependent on the public system.
Sure.
So would invite folks to think a little bit about that. And there are resources, and you have to advocate for yourself and you have to advocate for your loved ones in terms of maintaining and having better understanding and expectations of those services that are out there.
Sure. And Paul, thank you again with Eggleston. Thanks, Eggleston. And we're completely out of time, but thank you guys so much for the show. EggletonServices.org is the website to go to, or call 858-8011 or EggletonServices.org. And what's the phone number real quick to the Camp Grom?
961-4175.
961-4175 and to see you today there at Camp Grom.